broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Scary moments aboard an Alaska Airlines jet after a window blows out in midair. This man was on the plane.
I heard a pop noise. I felt the wind come forward, and then it came back. It hit me in the face. I was trying to make sense of what's going on. It was pretty strong.
More now from CBS's Chris Van Cleef, who tells us the company is temporarily grounding its fleet of Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft.
Initial reports say, amazingly, no one on board was seriously hurt, and the plane landed safely. Fortunately, it appears no one was sitting in the seat next to the window. Alaska Airlines calls the incident rare, adding our flight crew was trained and prepared to safely manage the situation. The National Transportation Safety Board is now investigating. Boeing says a technical team stands ready to assist.
3 years ago today, supporters of Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in a deadly riot over the 2020 election. Now, Attorney General Merrick Garland says threats are on the rise in the nation against everyone from lawmakers to FBI agents.
These threats of violence are unacceptable. They threaten the fabric of our democracy.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe with Trump's reaction to the attack.
On this third anniversary since the January 6th insurrection, the former president last night called those that were participating in those events that day, quote, hostages, at least those that have been detained on various charges or sentences. He says that he would pardon the nonviolent participants on that day that are caught up in the legal mess.
Much of the East Coast is watching out for the first major winter storm this year, including the northern shore of Boston. Meteorologist Jacob Wyckoff.
Some places right along the coast will see 1 to 3 inches. As soon as you go towards Woburn, outside of 128, you're going to start to pile that up 6 to 10 inches.
Possible flash flooding and severe thunderstorms are forecast for the Gulf Coast and Florida. A new study suggests that the older you get, the more sleep you need. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Good quality sleep at midlife may help prevent cognitive decline later on. Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco followed hundreds of people with an average age of 40 for more than a decade. Those who had the most disrupted sleep were twice as likely to have poor memory and thinking skills than those with the least disrupted sleep.
In St. Louis, a 61-year-old man is still missing 3 weeks after the nursing home where he lived shut down suddenly. Police are asking for help in finding Frederick Carruthers, who suffers from schizophrenia, and police say he doesn't have the medication he needs. State officials are investigating the closure of the home. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Climate change is making cities hotter. In Milwaukee, a new project is making public school playgrounds cooler. Here's Mike Mohn.
Dozens of public schools in Milwaukee are working with a nonprofit Reflow on swapping out playground asphalt with green infrastructure, including more trees and native plants. Reflow's Lisa Neeb says their environmental benefits, such as reduced stormwater runoff, and it gives students more refuge on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Beyond providing a better atmosphere for physical activity, Neeb says these spaces create opportunities for outdoor learning. The program was recently highlighted by the National Wildlife Federation, which says green schoolyards also are good for pollinators. Organizers help schools secure grants to facilitate the projects, but officials say it's a challenge to secure enough funding to meet demand. Neeb says her team is working with medical researchers to collect data on how these transformed spaces impact student behavior. She says the pandemic delayed that aspect of the program, but notes anecdotal information from school administrators offers hope.
Behavioral referrals go down, injuries go down, and kids are more productive in their play.
Broader research has linked access to green space with positive health benefits, including cognitive development in school children. Reflow says so far it has partnered with 41 Milwaukee schools, with half of those projects already completed. And NEEB says they have a selection process that focuses on equity so that disadvantaged schools aren't left behind in seeking resources. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, cloudy skies with a chance of snow, a high near 33. A few snow showers tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, we'll see a high near 34. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 23. Cloudy skies and 34 again on Monday.
It's 30 at our studios.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers, and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome, one and all. This is indeed Over the Back Fence on WFHR, the first one of 2024. Thanks, everyone, for joining me today. My name is Seth. I will be bringing you through the hour today, our new show. The first show of 2024. Thanks for joining me, everybody. This is the show where you call 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. If you're looking to talk about events happening in the area, if you want to talk about anything else, that's what this show is all about. A bulletin board, if you will, for the whole community all throughout our listening area in central Wisconsin. Once again, thanks for joining us today. Hope everyone had a great Christmas time, a great New Year's celebration as well. Hope everyone is enjoying themselves the first part of the year as well. So let's figure out what we're going to do here over New Year, new show. Maybe we're going to change things a little bit here. I don't know. Let's see what happens with Over the Back Fence. We've got an hour to work with here. And as much as I'd like to keep it the way it is right now, we'll have to see. It's all up to you out there. 424-2600 is the number to call. Also going to be trying some, a few new things as well. And so don't be surprised if you do hear a few songs here and there. So I hope everyone, again, is ready to call in with their stuff. We're going to be going through some great programming stuff here. I do want to do one quick note about what was happening earlier this week. On Wednesday, we had a big switchover. A little peek behind the curtain here. A big switch over to a new server, the main server down in Madison, which means that now most of our programming originates from there, except for, of course, the local stuff, the live stuff like you hear right now. The morning show from 8 to 10, Playmakers, and, of course, Midday Magazine throughout the week. Those are all shows that originate from here, and we still take care of those. We make sure that we get all that stuff taken care of and put it in the system. But most of the stuff that you hear now, the PSAs, the bumpers, you've heard some new interstitial stuff. You've heard some little 10-second things, some more music, that sort of thing. That is all originating from our main studios down in Madison. And what that does, just as a quick look at the wiring here, what that does is it makes the transition between shows cleaner. I think you've noticed that over the last couple of days. It actually takes some work out of both my hands and Pam's hand. There's some little things that we do not have to do anymore, which is nice. Of course, there's other things we still have to do as well. But thanks, everyone. Thank you, everyone, who's been paying attention and who's been listening and going through this with us. We do appreciate your patience and the little things that we've had to figure out over the last couple of days. Big shout out to James and Melissa and the whole staff here for all these crazy changes that we've had to do. So Thank you for sticking with us, everyone. I don't think there's been anything major so far, which is great, and we hope to continue with that as we move along. As we move along the show here today, we're going to be talking about some events happening in Central Wisconsin here. We're also going to be talking about some programming notes coming up as we move through January. Man, it is 2024, and it's hard to believe we are here right now. We've got a lot of sports coming up, too. I want to keep reminding people of that. Not only do we have Badgers here on WFHR, but we've got all kinds of things on our sister station, WIRI. We've got lots of high school basketball. We had some high school hockey last week, which was really nice. We've got River Kings coming up as they continue their push to get into the playoffs and go to nationals this year. Lots of great stuff. And you might have also noticed Bucks basketball. Yes, we finally have it. We finally got it on the airwaves here. It's very exciting, and we're very happy to have that. So let's go ahead and look at what's happening today. Right after the show, we have got Badgers men's basketball taking on Nebraska. Big rivalry there, Big Ten matchup coming up later tonight on WFHR at 6:30. We've got more basketball for you. The Bucks are taking on the Rockets in Houston. So stay tuned for that tonight on WFHR at around 6:30. Looking ahead to tomorrow on Sunday at about 1:40, we've got Badgers women's basketball at Illinois. And that is very cool. Get to get the ladies in there in another Big Ten matchup, see what happens. And then later on in the day, we have a rare Sunday game for the River Kings starting at around 7 o'clock. I will be working the board on that. The River Kings taking on the Hudson Havoc, the number one team in their division. So we're going to see how they fare against them. They've got a couple of games, had a game last night and a game tonight as well before that. But we do have the home game on Sunday. Hope you tune in to WIRI for that. We'll get into a few other programming notes here, but let's first take our first phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I am having for sale. I have many canning jars, quarts and pints. Some are vintage. I also have, that would be $4.50 per half dozen. And then I have a large home canner kettle with the rack and directions. It's like new, $5. And I have a white wicker infant bassinet with a storage shelf underneath, mattress and sheets, $20. They can call me at my number, 715-421-0059. If I'm not available, just leave a message.
421-0059.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the call. Got several items for sale here. Looks like we got some canning jars, some canning items to help you with that, and a bassinet with sheets. If you're interested in any one of those items, give them a call, 421-0059. 421-0059. Leave a message if there is no answer. Simple as that, everyone. That is how we do it on Over the Back Fence. Call up with your item just like she did. Great example. And we'll try to find someone out there who can take it off your hands. Looking ahead to more sports on Monday, of course, we've got the first Playmakers of 2024 coming up at 3 o'clock on Monday live. James and whoever's going to be with, I'm not sure who it is this week, coming week, but I'm sure it'll be fun. Get some great talk about the Bucks being on the airwaves here now. See how the game goes for this weekend for the Packers against the Bears. I'm sure there'll be some talk about that as well, so stay tuned. On Monday evening at 6:30 on WFHR, next Bucks game there versus the Utah Jazz at home against the Jazz. I hope they have another good game there. And then on WIRI at about 7:05 will be the pregame for Neillsville at Assumption High School girls basketball. The girls are still having a fabulous season so far, so we'll be carrying that game on Monday on WIRI, 7:05, the pregame start for that. Looking ahead to Tuesday, actually, we don't have anything really set in stone, so I'm gonna we'll just avoid that for now. But we are set through Monday about what we sports we're going to be doing here on WFHR. So I hope you can join us for all of those fabulous games. There was a girls game for the Red Raiders last night, and they came out victorious. Very good game. Hope you were able to tune in to hear Mike and Randy with a call on that one. 75-70, and it went right down to the wire. But a big win, big conference win for the Lady Red Raiders, as they are now 3-1, I believe. And that's great news. They're having a very good season so far, and we'll see how far it takes them. We'll also be broadcasting some Port Edwards games as well. We've got Assumption and Red Raiders. We got a couple other things we might be able to do. Maybe a Pittsville game or two. We're going to try to touch on as much and get as many games in as we can through January and February. So stay tuned to WIRI for some great high school sports. And, of course, stay tuned to WFHR for Badger sports, Bucks basketball, Badger hockey, of course, last night as well. Whew, we have a full schedule, and I hope you are enjoying the home of the Badgers and the Bucks now, WFHR, for this 2024 year so far. All right, well, one thing I wanted to kind of do with Over the Back Fence is incorporate a little music into it as we go to breaks here, and we're going to head to our first break. Before we do that, looks like we have ourselves a phone call, and we'll grab that before we go to break. Good morning, you're on the show.
Yeah, I'm looking for some help from the community. I got these little tiny bugs. They look like probably a moth family. They're only about 3/8 of an inch long, maybe an 1/8 inch wide at the widest still. And I've been swatting those things all over the place, but I'm trying to figure out a different way to eliminate them, guys.
So some un...
You can call me at...
Oh, go ahead.
715-741-1544.
741-1544?
Yes.
All right. Mystery bugs. All right. Thanks for the call. We'll see if anyone can give you a hand with that.
No, thanks.
Yeah, have a great weekend. If you can give him a hand there, this is what I love about this show. Oh, my gosh. This is what I love about the show. I got some mystery insects that he wants to know. What are they, and how does he get rid of them? 741-1544, 741-1544, the number to call if you can give him a hand with that. So let's go ahead and play a little music as we go into the break here. We're going to start off with one of my favorite bands from the 1980s. We got Duran Duran with their big hit Rio from 1982. This is Over the Back Fence on WFHR. We'll be right back.
Throne Radio, WFHR.
The D3.
C3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The Throwdown.
Sound the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers won it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again!
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, cloudy skies with a chance of snow, a high near 33. A few snow showers tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, we'll see a high near 34. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 23. Cloudy skies and 34 again on Monday.
Right now, 31 degrees.
Thank you very much, Corey, for that weather update. You're listening to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me this kind of Saturday. Looks like we got a little snow coming down right now. We finally got there. Have we finally got some snow for this winter? It's been very, very weird, everyone. I think you'll agree with me on that one. We're going to get into some events going on here throughout central Wisconsin in the Rapids area in particular. And we're going to go through this information. Please feel free to call 424-2600. I will finish reading what's in front of me and get to your phone call as soon as I possibly can. So, looks like we got a call before we start here. Let's go ahead and take that right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. This is Abby's Nest, and I still have my farm fresh eggs for sale. $2.50 a dozen or $3.75 for 18 count. I only have brown eggs. I don't have any more white eggs, and they can call me at 715-457-6547. Thank you.
457-6547. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. If you need some eggs, got some brown eggs for you, go ahead and give a call to 457-6547 if you're interested in getting some farm fresh eggs. Sounds pretty good to me. All right, as we continue on the show here, I want to remind everyone that the market at the Moravian is open today, and it's going to be open every Saturday through May 18th with the exception of March 30th. Just keep that in mind, everyone. But it is going to be open every single Saturday from 9 to 1 through May 18th. Go to their Facebook page, Wisconsin Rapids Winters Farmers Market. See who the vendors are there this week. And if you are a vendor yourself and you're looking to maybe set something up at the Winter Farmers Market, go ahead and go to wrmoravian.org/winterfarmersmarket, and you can find out all the information you need to be a vendor at the market at the Moravian. Let's grab another phone call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. I have an item for sale, 20-gauge VersaMech 700 shot shell reloader. It's in good shape, great shape, actually. Lots of components also, shot, powder, AA hulls, wads, primers, three charge bars. Call Jim at 715-421-1341.
421-1341.
That's it.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend there. We've got a shotgun and a bunch of accessories for sale. If you're interested in that, give Jim a call at 421-1341. That's 421-1341 if you are interested in that. We have some more school concerts coming up here that we want to make everyone aware of. In the middle school, actually, we have this coming Monday, the 8th. We have the 6th grade band. They'll be having their concert at 6 p.m. On Tuesday, the 16th, so that's a week after that one and a day, 6th grade orchestra will be playing. That's January 16th at 6 p.m. Both of those are at the Rams Auditorium. Middle school, 6th grader, a band on the 8th, the orchestra on the 16th, both of those at 6 o'clock at the Rams Auditorium. Go and check out some great music and support our wonderful kids. We have a point in time count coming up here. This is put on by our good friends over at the Southwood County, the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Let's get the right organization there. Our good friend Ben Eberlein, this is something that he does every year, and he is right now looking for volunteers. The Point in Time Count is a semi-annual survey which seeks to gather a snapshot of homelessness in every community on a single night. During the PIT count, volunteers canvass Southwood County to record the number of people experiencing homelessness locally and offer resources as available. The PIT count will begin at 11 p.m. on Wednesday, January 24th, and wrap up in the early hours of Thursday, January 25th. Volunteers will meet at the North Central Community Action Programs office that is located at 2111 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids at 10:30 p.m. for a brief training orientation before the event begins. No prior experience or training is needed. For this, they just need people. They just need some help, some volunteers. If you are willing to help out on this, I got to say, a vital statistical analysis, they really need this information. It's very, very important. All you need is just about a half hour of training. You don't have to go in any earlier than on the 24th at 10:30 p.m. They will train you, get you ready to do this very important work. Community members interested in volunteering for the PIT count can contact our good friend Ben Eberlein at United Way by calling 715-421-0390, or you can email Ben at uwswac.org. Also, a reminder that the Volunteer Center makes it easy to find volunteer opportunities all throughout the Southwood County, Southwood and Adams counties. Go to volunteerunitedway.org. You can sign up there. For other things, of course, we know all about it. Day of Caring, Stuff the Bus, of course, the Homeless Point in Time, the count, and the Volunteer Reception Center. All things you can do to help our United Way of Southwood and Adams counties. We've been talking about this. Terry was on the show on the morning show on Friday, and she did get to go over that just a little bit. Good friends over at the Arts Council have another great show coming up. This one is called MJ the Illusion, Reliving the King of Pop. MJ of the Illusion is a one-of-a-kind music concert that will take you on a journey through the music, performances, and visuals of the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. Through this live performance experience, you'll be immersed in the magic of Michael Jackson's music, from his breakthrough album Off the Wall to his timeless hits like Thriller and Smooth Criminal, and of course, Billie Jean. You'll be transported back in time to the golden era of Michael Jackson with a fully immersive experience that will leave you with unforgettable memories, from the choreography to the lights, costumes, and the music. Now, get ready for the magic of Michael Jackson. This is MJ the Illusion, a must-see for all music fans. Michael Knight is the performer that portrays Michael Jackson. While most tribute artists learn to imitate their idols by watching videos over and over again, Michael Knight took a different approach. In 2013, Knight sought out Jackson's backup dancer and choreographer for Cirque du Soleil, Michael Jackson Immortal, Travis Payne, and contracted him to help understand and recreate MJ's dance moves. How cool is that? Additionally, in 2014, Knight received vocal training from Jackson's longtime vocal coach, Seth Riggs. Going to the source. That is how remarkable this show is. This training led to Knight becoming one of the top three Michael Jackson tribute artists in the world today. This event is going to be coming up on Thursday, January 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids, 1801 16th Street South, right next to Lincoln High School. Tickets are $44 for adults, $10 for students. They may be purchased online at any time, savorthearts.com. You can also call 715-424-7255. 2787 for personal assistance Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. or stop by the office at 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101 during those same times. A big shout out to our good friends over at the Arts Council of Southwood County, especially Sally Kistner, the executive director over there. SavorTheArts.com is the website. Go there and get your tickets today. Get your tickets today. I think we're going to take another break here. We got a little news, a little national news to get to, a little local news to get to as we roll along here on Over the Back Fence on this Saturday. It is the 6th of January, 2024. Get those calls ready, 424-2600, and we'll be coming back to the show in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Amazingly, no one was hurt when a window blew out in midair aboard an Alaska Airlines flight over Oregon, creating a gaping hole. This woman was on board.
All of a sudden, I heard like a big bang, and I didn't know exactly what was going on. I look up, and the oxygen masks were hanging from the ceiling.
3 years after the deadly Capitol riot over Donald Trump's loss in the 2020 election, President Biden is warning voters about the stakes this time around, saying every vote will count.
As we begin this election year, we must be clear. Democracy is on the ballot. Your freedom is on the ballot.
There's a nasty winter storm on the way, and meteorologist Jacob Wyckoff says Boston is in the crosshairs.
Snowfall rates 1 to 2 inches per hour. It's going to pile up as you go out into Worcester County, where we're expecting all snow. There will be a mix as you go towards Boston and then towards the South Shore.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
It's Bears Week in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Well, the NFL could not have asked for a better scenario. The Packers and Jordan Love with a shot at reaching the playoffs in his first year at quarterback against the Bears. And quarterback Justin Fields with a chance to be the spoiler for their rival. Fields was asked at Hallis Hall what would it mean to the Bears to get a win and finish with a record of 8-9.
It'd mean a lot to the team, the fans, the city. I think it'd be great. You know, we know that Green Bay's playing for a lot at stake. They're playing for a playoff spot right now. So I just think with kind of all that on the table, I think, you know, it'd be great, a great feeling to, you know, end the season off with a win in Lambeau, you know, get ready to play ball.
The 3:25 p.m. start will be shown to 60% of the country and is expected to draw huge ratings. Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? You play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the competitive games. You know, you want to be playing these games to have a chance to go to the playoffs, and it's going to be fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, cloudy skies with a chance of snow, a high near 33. A few snow showers tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, we'll see a high near 34. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 23. Cloudy skies and 34 again on Monday.
Right now, 31 degrees.
Thank you very much, Corey, for that weather update. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Hope you're enjoying the little bit of snow we got dust in the ground right now. How apropos that is as we get to January. Man, I can't remember the last time I've lived in Wisconsin, and I've been here for a while, that we haven't had any snow until now. I mean, wow, this blows my mind. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. If you're looking to buy or sell, looking for events that you want to promote, anything like that, we are ready to take your phone calls, like this phone call that we're getting right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, good morning, Seth. I got a pile of used vinyl siding, probably enough for a two-stall garage. It's a tan color to give away, and the color is still available at Menards, so if you need accessory pieces, they're available. That's the giveaway, 719-3422.
819-3422.
Yeah, then I was wondering where Kristen Bry go.
Kristen Bry has taken a job with WTMJ in Milwaukee. And that is where, at the beginning of the year. So that is why you no longer hear her or As Goes Wisconsin on during the day.
I was looking around on the internet and I couldn't find anything. I figured you should know.
So. I don't know if they've announced anything yet or anything like that. So for now, it's going to be Jane and Greg at that same time slot from 10 to noon on weekdays. So, and I think they've done a really great job. So, yeah, that's what's going on.
Okay, very good. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks. That was a great question, too. So I'm guessing there's a few people out there who do listen during the week that from 10 to 12, of course, As Goes Wisconsin was the show that was on the air. That is no longer. Kristen Bry is no longer with the company. But now Jane Matinair on the air, and Greg Bach are headlining that, and I think they do a great job. So tune in from 10 to 12 on weekdays on WFHR. All right, let's continue here. I'm going to go ahead and take a look at the calendar from our good friends over at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids website. Of course, that is the Visitors Bureau. They have a great calendar of events, of great stuff going on throughout the weekend, including today. Let's take a look at some. Looks like we got some live music happening out at the Poor House tonight. We've got Dr. Biscuit. I'm sorry. I love that name. I've never heard it before. They're going to be performing tonight at the Poor House Bar and Grill at 7 o'clock. Dr. Biscuit is a poppin' fresh band. Of course they are. That plays a wide variety of classic rock and pop. Check out the Poor House for their night of for a night of live entertaining 70s through 90s rock and pop music. Starts at 7 o'clock tonight. 3140 Lake Avenue is where the Poor House is. If you're interested in checking out Dr. Biscuit, you can also look up. Go ahead to the Poor House on Facebook. You can check out their Facebook page and find out more information about them and some of the live music they got. We also have a little bit more music here. Hey, come on. Come up here on your website there. Out in Kellner, ringing the new year with some live music by Boogie and the Yo-Yos at the Fallback tonight at about 8:30 is when the doors are going to be opening. Music starts at about 9. It's $10 per person. Go check out the Fallback at 9031 County Road WW in Rapids. Of course, that means that it's in Kellner. That's 8:30 tonight. And you can check out the Fallback on Facebook. They were reestablished just recently in 2022. So looks like they're going to be bringing some live music to the area, which to me is always, always a good thing. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we have a fun thing. This last week on Midday Magazine, James had our good friends over at the Alexander House in, talking about what they're planning to do this year, a little bit of history about the place itself over in Port Edwards. They've got a new exhibit going on, Wooden Wonders. They have an exhibit that is free and open to the public on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 4. You can also make a special appointment if you'd like to check it out on your own. This is wood carvings with pieces from the Wisconsin River Wood Carvers of Central Wisconsin. So some of the stuff that they have created out of wood. And I've got some pictures here, and it's some really amazing work. And I'm not kidding. This stuff is really, really cool. If you want to know more about the Alexander House, go to their Facebook page or their website. They're at 1131 Wisconsin River Drive in Port Edwards, another great art institution in this area that we love to support with all of the great exhibits that they have there. Also tomorrow night, do not forget, home game, Wisconsin Rapids River Kings versus the Hudson Havoc, two of the best teams in their division, and you are going to want to not miss this. Go to the Southwood County Rec Center, 2711 16th Street South. Get your tickets today. Go tomorrow. It is the USPHL showdown, I should say. It starts at 7 o'clock, and we will be airing it. If you do not get to the game, or you can't, turn on WIRI around 7 o'clock. We will be broadcasting all the action from the puck drop to the end of the third period. Go check it out, and if you can't get there, of course, tune into WIRI around 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We will have the game for you there. Looking ahead here to some more activities coming up this week, we have a Central Wisconsin Cultural Center has their monthly writer's share. All aspiring writers are welcome to visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Come and share your work, poetry, stories, anything you have written. If you write, you are a writer. It is free admission. It goes from 1 to 3 and is coming up this Wednesday, January 10th. This is a monthly event. The second Wednesday of every month is when they meet. It is over. Go check out the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center's Facebook page for more information about that. They are located at 2651 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. And coming up next weekend, we've got more River Kings hockey. They're going to be taking on the Chicago Crush. That's right, on both Friday and Saturday, the 12th and the 13th, 7 o'clock for both games. Get your tickets, support the River Kings, help them to expand the rec center. They are really looking to get some new facilities there. They are in a kind of a capital campaign right now that we are hoping to help them with in some way, shape, or form. Talk to Coach Paul about it, and we are excited. So go on down, support the River Kings. Keep them in Wisconsin Rapids and all the great action they bring and all the other good stuff that we get from them and the money and the tourism they bring into the area. It's very important that we keep them there. All right, that kind of wraps up the Wisconsin Visitors Bureau, their calendar of events. We do have another calendar of great events coming up here. It looks of stuff happening at McMillan Library. We'll get into that in just a little bit here. I think it's time for let's throw another song out there. Let's throw a song on the fire, as it were. I think that's what this is. I'm kind of flying a little blind with the music here. I believe this is a Garth Brooks tune, Standing Outside the Fire. I hope it is. I guess we'll find out here in just a second on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
Call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with guilt. But you've got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love. soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire, standing outside the fire, standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, cloudy skies with a chance of snow, a high near 33. A few snow showers tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, we'll see a high near 34. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 23. Cloudy skies and 34 again on Monday.
Currently 33 degrees.
Thank you, Corey, for that update. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everyone. It is about 11:51 on the clock. Hope you're having a great Saturday as it's getting increasingly hard to see. The snow is starting to fly, and we finally got there, everyone. So I hope you are having a great day, especially if you're a winter lover. I'm sure this is welcome news for you. Let's continue to fill out the rest of the hour here with some more events happening. 424-2600, of course, is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence. We're going to go ahead and look at what's happening at the McMillan Memorial Library. I'd like to keep up on all the great stuff they have going on there this week. Heading into Monday, we do have their Monday movie happening at 1:30 and again at 6 p.m. And this week, they are showing A Man Called Otto. Yes, that's right, the Tom Hanks movie. Otto is a grump who's given up on life following the loss of his wife and wants to end it all. When a young family moves in nearby, he meets his match in a quick-witted Marisol, leading to a friendship that will turn his world around. It is rated PG-13, 2 hours and 6 minutes. Once again, showing at 1:30 and 6 on Monday at the at the Fine Arts Center at the McMillan Library. We also have, of course, on Tuesday at 9:30 in the morning, 9:30 a.m., we've got Baby Storytime. This is a monthly thing, I believe. Let me double check that. This is actually a weekly thing. So this is every Tuesday at 9:30, goes till about 10:30. It's in the children's room, and this is Baby Storytime. And that begins on the 9th. Coming up here, they will read stories, sing songs, rhymes, and followed by some playtime. This program is geared towards kids 0 to 2 years old, so keep that in mind. This is for 0 to 2. How can you be 0? Sorry, I just got distracted there by that. That's hilarious. Oh, goodness. But under 1, let's say that instead. It's very much so. It's... also on Tuesday, we have a family fun night, yarn resist birch tree painting. No idea what that is, but it sounds really cool. That's going on from 6 to 7 at the all-purpose room. This is for kids age 7 to 11. Registration is required and will be available on the library's website. So go ahead and check out mcmillanlibrary.org, and you can find out all this information, plus where to sign up for some of these great events. We've got Family Storytime going on at 9:30 on Wednesday mornings, and that is also every week on Wednesdays at 9:30. And then on 1 o'clock, it's the second Wednesday of the month. That means it is the Cowboy Union Jam. They're going to play their repertoire, which includes traditional country, bluegrass, and gospel tunes. Stay tuned for that one. Don't want to miss it. It is fabuloso. So don't want to miss that one, everyone. The Cowboy Union Jam happens every month, second Wednesday, the 10th this week. And then we got on the 13th, going up to next Saturday, we have from 10 to 2, we've got in the all-purpose room, a day of tabletop gaming. That goes from 10 to 2. It's drop-in anytime and choose from our massive tabletop game collection. Play a new game or play an old favorite. They will have a selection of games ready to go, and some in-game enthusiasts will show you the ropes. Play games, meet gamers, have fun. This is also a monthly event that they have on at the library. Lots of good stuff going on at the library. Our good friends over there as well. Oh, my goodness. We are coming to the last few minutes of the show. I want everyone to stay tuned. We do have some Badger basketball coming up at noon. That's when the pregame is going to start. The tip-off is at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned to WFHR for all of the Badger action. So we are going to go ahead and we're going to wrap up the show here. Let's go ahead and throw one more tune up there. Let's see what we got here. I believe this is some Rick Astley. I believe. I'm not sure. I guess we'll all find out together. I'll be back again. No, we will not be back again next week. We are preempted next week. Badger basketball is preempting the show Over the Back Fence next week on the, let's make sure I get this right, on the 13th. There will be no Over the Back Fence next week because of Badger basketball. Thanks for all the calls today, everybody. Thanks for listening in for the show today. We'll continue on. We're still working on to see what format this show is going to take over the next couple of months. So we'll see what happens. You never know. You never know with what happens here. Lots of changes, but we do like to try to keep some things the same. Hope everyone has a great weekend, and we will see you later here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Let's take it out. Nope. No, you're never gonna get it. Ow. Never ever gonna get it. No, not this time. No, you're never gonna get it. My love. Never ever gonna get it. No, you're never gonna get it. Ow. Never ever gonna get it. Not this time. No, you're never gonna get it. Yeah.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.